Porter's resignation put a long overlooked issue in the spotlight. The allegations of abuse had delayed completion of his background check after a year spent working in the White House as a staff secretary, a vital role that involves screening every paper that reaches the president's desk. He was still operating with an interim security clearance. Among the dozens of other staffers without permanent clearance is Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner, who reportedly has access to the top-secret presidential daily brief. The White House response to the Porter revelations only made matters worse. One official after another has failed to clarify the scope of the security clearance problem or how long key staffers had known about it. There are a lot of officials coming in with the new administration, Principal Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah said on February 8th, and a lot of individuals coming in have an interim clearance. But that, says GOP White House veterans, is misleading. Working in the White House for a year without permanent clearance would be on the outer edge of what's normal, says Timothy Flanagan, White House Deputy Counsel under President George W. Bush. Ray testified that the FBI had been in contact with the White House about Porter's situation since last March, July, and November, then again in January and February, and that the agency had completed its work on Porter last month. If there are others working at the highest levels of government without a final okay from the FBI and the White House Personnel Security Office, that could put classified information at risk. One of Porter's ex-wives, for example, says she told the FBI he could be subject to blackmail because of his history of abuse. Senior staffers from previous administrations say the Porter mess is indicative of a president whose approach to running government has been to throw out the rule book. There is a different level of tolerance of risk by the Trump White House in terms of the people that the president wishes to employ, says Laura Terrell, an attorney who vetted security clearance applications in George W. Bush's administration. That's the bottom line.